Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Steph Curry right now is 19 of 48.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That can't be. Like, they cannot have comparable production from the three-point line. That's where you need to gain your advantage. On top of that, he's got 20 assists and only 8 turnovers. Fred VanVleet does. 20 assists, 8 turnovers. Now, Curry's got 31 assists, but 19 turnovers.
Jeez.
So
how many of those for Amen Thompson? Like, half of them? Maybe more.
I mean, you know? Like, it's look. Steph has got to play a little better. And I know that he's being hounded. And I know that we're asking him to do a lot. But he is the franchise's greatest player. And if you want to advance, yeah, of course you need all the other guys to step up. But you also need Steph to be a better version of himself than what he was in the last game. Which he wasn't effective in the last game.
No, he wasn't. And that was the guy I called out. That's my guy I am calling out tonight. Chef Curry to step up and put the Houston Rockets out of their misery. Put them out of their misery tonight. I don't want any confidence from that Houston Rockets, that young Houston Rockets team. I don't want them feeling confident early on in this game.
No.
I want some Stephen Curry outrageous three-point makes. I don't want it to be too outrageous, but like I want those Rockets players to feel demoralized from what Stephen Curry's doing. Like, we know when it's a Stephen Curry game early on. We just know. Mm-hmm. Not to say he can't get it going third, fourth quarter if he's having a bye. He's an all-timer. He's, again, only top 10 player remaining in these playoffs all time in the history of the sport is Steph Curry. LeBron's gone. He out of here. There's no other top 10 player in the sport.
But how do you get him open? Do you have him act as the point guard, bring the ball up the floor? I don't think that really works against Amen Thompson. I don't love him playing off ball, though, because the way they're grabbing and clutching and holding him, and it's not being called. So I think that they need to run, like, specific high pick and rolls. And this is where I think Jimmy and Draymond come in. Whoever is guarding, whoever Fred VanVleet is guarding, is the guy that you need to bring up as the high screener on the Amen Thompson high pick and roll. And it needs to be in the middle of the floor, not on the sidelines. Because on the sidelines, you allow Steph to get trapped. And we know he throws those careless passes, and then it leads to live ball turnovers, and you're just not beating this team. So Fred VanVleet must be attacked on defense.
Yes.
And then when he is on offense, force him into putting the ball on the floor. He cannot be a catch-and-shoot guy. So Jalen Green took a lot of the bulk of their, like, concern. They really wanted to slow down Jalen Green. I would shift that focus. Not that I'm forgetting about Jalen. I think right now, to me, Fred VanVleet from three is specifically the guy who I need to shut down. You cannot lose him off ball. You need to force him and close out without jumping. You need to defend without fouling. And you need to make him turn into a put the ball on the floor playmaker. If you do that, you make him less efficient. If you do that, you take away the right now the offsetting shooting over the last couple of games that he's had with Steph Curry. You need to gain the advantage from three.
888-957-9570. Mr. D in San Francisco wants to join the conversation. I think he's calling out a lot of Warriors.
Okay.
Maybe the entire team. I don't know. Mr. D, good morning. What you got? Who you calling out?
Good morning, guys. Yes, I'm calling out the entire team. And the reason I'm calling out the entire team, I'm going to say the quiet thing out loud.
Wow, dude.
The other night, they looked old. They looked slow. They looked lethargic. And I actually think because of that performance the other night, it's equally important, actually more important than them winning, it's how they win. Because I actually think they have to send a message to Minnesota that they're not just going to be the young kids on the block. We can beat a young team. I think they need to send a message tonight, and that's on the whole team, because the starters, they couldn't do it, and then the young guys came in and they made them put their starters back in. I think the whole team has to, they have to move up. They have to step up. And these guys, they need to send a message to Minnesota. I'm sorry. They need to let them know, look, we're still here and we plan to stay here.
That's Mr. D in San Francisco. Can they just beat the Rockets first? I don't care about Minnesota right now. I hear you, Mr. D. He wants to send a message to them. Just win the game. Just go Al Davis, RIP, just win, baby. That's it. That's all I care about, whether it's on a buzzer beater, whether it's in a blowout, whether it's a tight game along and you pull away. Just win the game and come away unscathed, relatively. Like, that's all I care about tonight.
Staying out of foul trouble early is important.
Yep.
I thought it took away the bark from this team, whether it was Jimmy getting a couple quick ones, Steph got one, Draymond got a couple quick ones. They can ill afford to have that happen again at home.
See, I don't think if they are down, like, let's say they're down 10 heading into the fourth quarter. I know Bonte has that stat, like, whenever they're up by at least 10 points in a given game, Rockets are, like, damn near unbeatable. But in a game like this, young players, inexperienced players, they get tight. Detroit Pistons yesterday on line one. What happened late in that game?
One great.
They got tight. They got tight. And the Knicks, to their credit, had experience. And Jalen Brunson, whether you like him as a player or not, I think he's pretty clutch. He won the clutch player of the year for a reason. That was a clutch moment. He's hit some big buckets. And that was a big bucket yesterday, and it was over. I think they had like a 7-point lead with over a minute to go. And I was like, wow, Detroit's going to steal this thing? They didn't. It fell apart. Experience matters, especially if this game is going to be tight. So keep it within striking distance, even if they are down. I'm confident in this Warriors team pulling it off later in the game, even if they are down, not 20, but 8, 9, 10, hell, even 11 points maybe. Not that that's where you want to be, but I do have a feeling this is where you're going to start feeling, on the road especially, the young Rockets could start feeling a little tight. Do you buy that at all?
No, I hear you.
Experience versus age factor, right?
To me, it's the first quarter, though. And I'm not trying to do some like, Shusky, they got to get off to a good start. But it has felt like the first quarters gave us an indication of what type of game it's going to be for that particular game.
It's a template.
Yeah. Not that it's going to stand pat, but it's a game of runs. The thing that I've been most impressed about with the Rockets is that they've been down double digits and gone on 10-2 runs, 12-2 runs, 14-2 runs.
They've been resilient, man.
They really have. Yeah. So they aren't your typical young team. I actually think of them a little grittier than some other young teams. I think that they actually play better when the chips are stacked against them.
Well, that, again, goes back to the head coach and wanting the, hey, you know what he's telling them? Going back, like, not that they need motivation, but they're hearing it. Oh, well, the Rockets, you know, they're a fun story, but, you know, should they really have been the 2 seed? I mean, Jimmy Butler's over there, Steph Curry, Draymond. Like, oh, man, like, I don't know if you really, like, it's a cute season, but time for the big boys to take over. They're listening to that constantly, and they're using that as fuel. And you don't think Fred VanVleet is talking in that locker room and saying, yeah, I've beaten this team before. Granted, different team. He's like, I know what it takes to beat this team.
Yeah.
You know, Steven Adams has had battles against this Warriors squad. Different team, different circumstances. He's like, I know what it takes to beat this team. Those players in particular, and Dylan Brooks as well, they've all had their unique battles against the Warriors. So it does make the veteran leadership on this team, albeit they're not their best players. I think Dylan Brooks probably their second best, just consistency-wise in this series. But, man, if they're playing with confidence, and they have been these last few games, that's going to trickle down to Amen Thompson, Şengün, who's been very confident, Jalen Green, right? We really have only one big Jalen Green game. That kind of scares me, that there's been one really good shooting Jalen Green game.
And they won that game.
Yeah.
You know, you bring up young players and experience, and I think the missing factor when we talk about those things, it's not necessarily like experience, youthful exuberance. Are you confident? I just think we do a really poor job of understanding the psyche of some of these athletes and stuff. And one thing that I see all the time is that once a player starts to feel confident, his entire series can change. You know, and I know from game to game, things can be different or whatever, but having belief that you truly can win is an intoxicating thing. And I saw with the young Warriors, once they got past the Grizzlies, but way back 2015, like, they could sniff it. They could feel it. They believed it.
That was the veteran Grizzlies too. Been around the block.
And there are these coming of age moments and these coming of age games where there's no turning back and you truly do believe. Now on the flip side of that, there's the, oh, here we go again, right? Like, we've all seen sports teams, the Red Sox for many years, like, something goes bad and it's the, oh no, how are we going to lose this one? Right.
Yep.
And I look at this Rockets team and right now I don't know which one they are. I don't know if they're the team that's like, oh no, we truly believe that we can win this one, or, oh no, Steph's cooking and da-da. Like, or are they somewhere in between? Because I've been super impressed with their resiliency. They have not backed down at any turn. Şengün wants it. You know, he's pretty annoying. I truly believe Dylan Brooks, you know, he has willed himself into being a heck of a player.
I don't like Dylan Brooks.
And as much as I sports hate him right now, I have to respect, I don't think he's that talented. He's really been a very good player in this series. And I think he's turned himself into a pretty plus player in the NBA.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.